Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. An honor and a pleasure to be with you all. Thanks for joining me. Today's an exciting day. We are starting Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 is one of those passages we've all heard of. The Beatitudes. It's a Sermon on the Mount. But the Sermon on the Mount actually goes from Matthew chapter 5 all the way to chapter 7. So we're going to be in this sermon for quite a while, and there is so much to unpack. We're just going to cover the first two verses today. We're going to cover Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, which say, "Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying," I'm sorry, guys, that's where verse 2 ends. So let's unpack kind of what's going on here. In previous episodes, in case you've just joined me, Matthew has this motif of Jesus being the new Moses. And that's kind of what we see here. Moses went up the mountain. He went up Mount Sinai in Exodus 19 through 24 to get the law. Moses brought the law down from the mountain. Jesus, like Moses, goes up a mountain as well. But Jesus delivers his teaching, the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, which discusses everything, you know, salvation, how to act, all these awesome teachings, which are at the center of the gospel. He delivers them to the people who have come up the mountain. The mountain signifies a higher precept of righteousness, if you will. It's higher because the people are coming up the mountain to get it, whereas Moses went down the mountain to deliver it. In a way, Matthew's telling the people, he's telling us that yes, Moses is awesome, but Jesus is greater. Just like these lower precepts that Moses gave help us with the kingdom on earth, you know, the Ten Commandments, how to treat others, the teaching that Jesus is giving us on the mountain is higher because its precepts are for the kingdom of heaven, on how to get to heaven. So, thank you for joining me. Have a great day, and tomorrow we'll start into the Beatitudes. God bless you. Thank you for joining me.